This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Prostitution, not a great topic for morning conversation, but one that raises some interesting issues. A patient of mine has severe multiple sclerosis and is unable to move without assistance. He lives in a residential facility and has recently been caught paying for sex. He is unable to find a willing sexual partner, but he still has strong sexual desires that he alone cannot physically fulfill. Prostitution is illegal, but should it always be illegal for everyone? No exceptions? I should say that I've never understood the purpose of making prostitution illegal. It drives a trade that is dangerous for prostitutes, promotes exploitation, and is heavily linked to crime. In fact, most of the harm from prostitution comes from it being an illegal act. But let me not wander. I want to focus on those with severe disabilities who cannot find a sexual partner. Do we apply the same rules to them that we do to broader society? The female prostitute who attended my patient went freely, and he reported she was kind and gentle. She came because she needed the money, but was under no pressure or obligation. Some listeners might argue that poverty or the pressure to feed her children forced her into an illegal activity that is dangerous. In some larger sphere, this might be true, but she is choosing to engage in work for which she is paid. Is this any different than a physical therapist, a chiropractor, or a police officer? This man was engaged in an activity between two consenting adults. Is it fair to have the government forbid an act that has no harm to anyone else? Others have sex in exchange for a few drinks after a meeting at a bar or with the promise of marriage, but not for money. And what about him not being able to find a willing partner? He is severely physically disabled. But so too are others, perhaps with other types of disabilities, emotional or severely disfigured body features that render them unable to find willing sexual partners. Are they to abide by the same laws as others? Perhaps we should issue prostitution permits to those with disabilities, or is this a slippery slope toward legal prostitution, given that most of us have some sort of disability, from shyness to fear of heights? You get it. I guess this could end up being tomorrow's medical marijuana card. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.